We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's back to school time. One of the most exciting individuals I know in public life is none other than Maria Kostarfin, who has been doing a remarkable job. APS superintendent, how Aww. Are you, Doc?
Hey, and hello, Dr. Richie. I'm so impressed.
By the graces of God.
Oh, you're working on your second one, too.
Second one, yes.
I mean, I love seeing, I love lifelong learners, and you're indeed one of them. So thank you for being a great model for our kids.
Well, thank you. And you know more than most that in this societal construct, education is a great equalizer. And I say this often to students, you will never get rid of bias in the world. Bias will always be in the world, period. But a great equalizer is higher education and education, period. A great equalizer.
Well, I think a quality education gives our students choices in life, access
yes.
to a choice-filled life. And so when you have those academic skills so you can graduate on time from high school and go on to a college of your choice, career skills, so you can be competitive in a rapidly evolving, ever-flat economy. And we do a lot around social-emotional learning. So
yes.
those decision-making skills, you've been talking a lot about the Constitution
yeah.
In the show earlier, but those decision-making skills that make you an informed resident and participant in a democracy, so you're smart, but you have the heart for a better country. I mean, that's what an education can do for a child, and especially if you're trapped in intergenerational poverty, like you see in Atlanta. Atlanta's one of the most unequal cities in the country.
Yep.
And I just know that if we don't get it right for Atlanta public schools, we will simply have more generations of children who can't work their way out of those circumstances. And you talk about your story so often.
Yes.
And I think that you've done it both ways. You've had the experience that has taught you a lot of tough lessons about life.
Right.
But you've turned that around, and that is in part because of faith, but also education.
That's right.
And I think that is those are two things that can go a long way for changing the life of a child.
You have a very tough job.
Yes, I do.
Criticism comes with your job, right?
Oh, yes,
right.
It does. And a lot of love. I'm going to tell
right.
you now. So it is as rewarding as it can be maddening, but it's a, you know, it's what the job is. And I know that we don't always do things the way that people want them to be done. We won't always agree, but I have to say about Atlanta, the people, the kids and families we serve, I wake up to serve them every day. And it is with that that I feel passion and inspiration and a commitment that, I don't think that Atlanta's seen for a long time in its public school system leaders.
I agree 100%. Your leadership is remarkable. I say something often to my students. Criticism is the price you pay for leadership.
Right.
And the day you are unwilling to pay that price is the day you're unfit to lead anybody. You have not only had the love, but the criticism, and you have maintained such swag. And you really have. And joy and excitement about your job. Because this city here, this city will break you in half.
And they remind me often and often try. So,
yes.
So you know, I've done some backbending. We haven't snapped yet, we have to do it. I mean, I recently did a speech at the Downtown Rotary. I think it was even this week, this Monday. And it's explaining to people the extent to which Atlanta must address the longstanding economic disparities in this city. When kids are born white in the last census data shows that when you're born white in Atlanta, your average household income sits at around $167,000.
Wow.
If you are black, do you know what that number is?
What
Take
is
a guess.
$30,000?
$23,000. Wow. So, you know, and our families have, wow. you know, it's not just one or two, you know, a mom and dad and a kid. I mean, they normally have, it's a single parent with a few kids
yeah.
and they're trying to make ends meet. And then you couple that with food deserts and lack of transportation and there's no economic opportunity. And our kids are mobile. Their families are chasing low rents because Atlanta just, you know, prices families out. Mm-hmm. It's not a city that has a lot of affordable housing for the children we serve. And APS is a district where 75% of the kids are in poverty. So much so that we successfully secured a grant from the state where now all of our schools have free breakfast and lunch
wow.
as part of our programming. And that is a formula that they use, but it's about poverty, it's about homelessness, it's about mobility. And when they put all that together as a system, you know, we have a demographic and a population that needs support and help. They don't need any more, you know, drama and trauma.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need anyone else taking money from the tax base.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone needs to do their fair part. And I would say we want to do more for not just the kids, but their families too, especially homeowners, you know, as it relates to their taxes. Because
mm-hmm.
it's also a, you know, a city where you pay a lot.
Yeah.
And we're the top
That's right.
portion of that bill.
Yeah.
And so in order for us to help those grandmothers on fixed incomes that are raising other people's babies and things of that sort, we have to do more to support them and give them some relief in that that tax bill. But I think it's a big issue for Atlanta. Our portion of it is, you know, of course, about the education piece, but it is tough to see that 58.8 percentage point achievement gap between blacks and whites, and that is better than it was 5 years ago, and it's been closing, but
still
in
got a
that,
lot.
In that,
yeah.
I mean, the work is not done, and, you know, and I just, you know, I want to finish what, you know, we started 5 years ago. I want to see our kids and families be successful, and I want to see us put aside politics and other adult agendas and really focus on making sure that Atlanta has a well-educated citizenry to be able to participate in the future workforce. And those kids, black faces, brown faces, people who used to live in poverty, need to be part of that future.
Anytime someone calls my show and talk about a bad school, I push back immediately. Because I know schools are reflections of the socioeconomic environment of that local community.
That's true.
There's no such thing as a bad school. And teachers are dope. I was adopted by a school teacher when I was 15. And her presence in my life transformed my future. And there were a lot of teachers who were just dope as individuals, period. Period. And those teachers still exist. Your job is not purely academic. Your job, especially in a district like Atlanta, you have to be part academic, part social worker, part life coach,
manager.
Business manager, all
therapist,
of that. Yes.
Police officer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Food provider.
Yeah. And you're doing a great job. We got more on the other side. Let's talk about the big thing going down this Saturday on the other side of the break, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. What's happening? Welcome back. And as promised, ladies and gentlemen, we will have our own top rappers list. Jamie, you working on that? Okay. So earlier this week, there was a top 50 of the best rappers of all time. Joe Budden was number 3 because he obviously wrote the list. There's no other way he makes it on there. So we have decided to answer this ridiculous top 50.
Yeah, we're going to give him our top 25.
Top 25.
Yes, sir.
All right. Tip going to be in the top 5, by the way. I've already texted.
Of course.
All right. I was trying to push for number 1, but y'all were tripping too hard on that. All right. In the studio, we still have Dr. Maria Kostarfin, APS Superintendent, Atlanta Public School. Thank you, sister, for remaining with us.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. You always keep a smile on your face, even when you're going in. I see you on TV sometimes.
Yes.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Did you practice that?
The smile?
The smile while you're having to give people the business.
Well, no. I mean, it's like, it's hard to get upset, you know, in those kinds of situations because, you know, it's people. I mean, I work with It doesn't. I mean, it's anybody who comes through our schoolhouse gates who wants a public education. It is what it is. Their story is their story, and you just need to embrace it and love it, and find ways to be energized by it. So, and you're often with they're with their kids too. So
right,
kids are adorable. Yeah. It's hard not to smile.
I hope people in Atlanta, even if they disagree with you on some of your policy decisions, I hope they understand the jewel they have in you.
Oh, thank you.
Not only your public,
so
but that's real. That's 100. And I know how difficult your job is. But beyond your policy and decisions and leadership, I see you with students. I go to Grady graduation every year. I have a few kids I've been mentoring for years. I see you when you're walking with the dude from last time you were on my show who became like the voice announcer.
Yeah, yeah. He was one of our students from Theral.
A student,
yes.
Right? And you gave him this position, and he was so dope at it.
Yes.
Right? That's the stuff that may not translate to the school board meeting. But that's just how you walk, and you walk in that every day.
Well, I try to, you know, model and behave in ways that, you know, just demonstrate who I am and what I believe in. And I do believe that the most important thing that Atlanta has to do is have a quality public school system that is doing the core purpose of preparing kids for college and career.
Wow.
And if we're not doing that, we are off mission. And when you're off mission, lots of bad things can happen. People make the wrong decisions. You're not thinking about what our charge is every single day. And so I believe that, you know, the best way to stay grounded is to be with the very people who are going to either benefit or suffer from your decision making, and that's the kids. And so I'm like you, you know, I have mentees and they want, you know, once they're in your lives, they're just in your lives.
That's right.
You know, and I just was able to see one of the first children one of the first kids I met in Atlanta, Amadou Ba, who ended up with a Gates Millennium Scholarship.
Mm.
He was valedictorian at Best Academy, went to Stanford, and graduated. And so we went to see him graduate.
Wow.
And I cried the whole way back. I just, you know, when you see where people are coming from and how hard their families are working and how hard that child is working to really change their dynamic forever, it is the most beautiful thing to witness.
Absolutely.
And I get to see that hopefully with 51,500 kids.
That's right.
Through their schooling to get this done, to get Atlanta Public Schools fully turned around. And so we do that with a lot of supports. And on Saturday, when we get ready for the first day of school, we start with a big bash to get folks, because when I started here 5 years ago, I'm telling you, no one was ready for school. No one talked about school. And this was a district that had like 300 teacher vacancies. No one was really pushing to send the message that learning and teaching are equally important.
Right.
So you got to have everybody on board. We had 24 principal vacancies. I mean, it was a mess. But today, everybody knows the rhythm. Saturday, August 10th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., we're going to be in the Georgia World Congress Center doing all those extra wraparound supports for kids and their families so they can get what they need to go back to school.
Let's talk about who should be there this Saturday.
I think it's an APS event.
Right.
So please only come if you are a child or a family of Atlanta Public Schools. But they'll see after-school resources. They'll get free backpacks stuffed with school supplies. I know you're doing another one
on Sunday,
to help kids on Sunday. We're giving out bicycles. We have lots
bicycles.
Of bicycles. We do that every year. We give out bicycles.
Now, you know folks from DeKalb coming straight to you. You better ask for ID and certificate and all of that.
We do tell people, bring a sample of a report card so
okay,
we can see your name and everything.
That
yeah.
works.
But we also do things to like show parents how to play and engage with your child. We are doing food testing so that we can get feedback on the cafeteria food, which
Wait
is
a minute.
Always a big
Wait
deal.
Wait a minute.
Yes. Yes.
Jamin, are you
food.
Hearing this? I'm talking to my producer right now because we never got this kind of treatment. Food testing, man.
Yes.
They got a taste test.
They get to
for
taste
the
test.
Damn cafeteria food,
we
man.
We did taste tests
what?
Even before this. So the menu that got built for this school year is built on the feedback from our students.
Do you still do the square pizzas?
Well, you mix it up. Like, they sometimes like it in squares with no bread. And
I used to love square pizza day.
And then then people, kids want to go back to slices, and now we're back to squares. But it's the word on the street is that we have the best cheese pizza and crinkle fries in the business.
Can I concur? Right now. Let me tell you why I concur. Because last year I went to Grady High School, and I ate the lunch, and I swear to you, I got the cheese pizza, French fries, and something else. But it was good.
And the reason is like that, kids give us feedback on that. So no matter who's the provider, like that has to be right.
That's really
cool. You
don't
get the pizza and right. the fries right, you have lost every child who wants to have a meal.
Right.
But we, you know, we're doing turkey burgers these days, really trying to be thoughtful about, you know, vegetarians and pescatarians.
And there's a lot of variety now because of the appetite
foods.
Of students, right?
Yes, yes. And so we're just trying to mix it up and provide a lot of great options. But we're going to test that food, you know, at the Back to School Bash. And you'll see a lot of other sponsors who are going to be there. Newell Brands is also always really great. They provide, like, you can get combs and brushes and beads and things for your hair. I mean, the kids take everything they do, highlighters and markers. Delta Airlines, CareSource, Mercedes-Benz. I wish they were giving away a car, but not to a senior, maybe to a teacher. But they won't
maybe
be.
Next year.
Yeah, maybe next year. Maybe next year. Hint. Hint.
Yeah.
So anyway, but we have like 100 vendors participating, and folks will be there, marching bands. It's a fun time.
The time frame again?
9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Georgia World Congress Center.
Perfect.
On Saturday, August 10th.
Do you remember maybe a couple of years ago when school was starting and a major apartment complex in Atlanta had the water shut off?
Yes.
And you and I spoke that morning. I actually called Erica. And I said, Erica, I know she's going to do something, but we have to get this information out because parents are already calling my show and I'm not even on air yet.
Right.
Okay. And I remember you said something on my show so powerful. You were calling from your phone and you said, it doesn't matter. If they don't have water, if they aren't able to brush their teeth, we got them. Just come to the school. We got you. We will help you.
Right.
You made sure they understood there was a sensitivity to what they were going through, but the school was being responsive. The school system responded to their immediate need.
And when some of those challenges are way outside the scope of our expertise or even having the capacity to serve, so this is where partnerships matter.
Right.
The AVLF, the Atlanta Volunteer Legal Foundation, stepped in. And Michael Lucas was the key lawyer behind this. And they did the most amazing thing. They were like, he gave me his cell phone number and said, just put it on your social media. Push it out on Twitter, put it on Instagram, whatever. Just have them call us and we'll go out and help those families take care of all their legal needs, make sure they're not pushed out too early. And everything that you did on the show to just bring awareness, I mean, it changed their lives. I mean, it immediately folks started doing right. They stepped back. They, you know, allowed us to kind of calm everything down and give people an appropriate time frame to transition.
Yep.
But throwing them out of their houses and apartments, what was it, the day before school?
It was the day before school.
Water
was turned off. And I remember calling Caesar Mitchell. I called Caesar Mitchell. I called Courtney English.
Yep, good man.
Yep, good. You're very good man. I called you, and I went out there after my show, and by 2 p.m., the water was back on.
Right.
And they said people were knocking on the doors trying to help. That's leadership in all capacity, and I appreciate you for doing that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your support in that. You know, and one of the things that we do, we know that the housing situation is incredibly challenging, and our families have to chase those cheap rents. There's, significant homelessness in Atlanta. But, you know, when they get to school, we want them to be in an environment that's, you know, beautiful and respectful and shows that no matter which neighborhood you live in, you can come to school and it should feel like a palace. I mean, it should feel like, you know, we are serious about your learning. And so I'm just excited that this year in our communities that need it the most, you're going to see a lot of improvements, renovations, new buildings. We are bringing online the brand new Tuskegee Airmen Global Academy, which is named for, of course, the pilots, the African-American pilots out of Tuskegee who were training there. I mean, it's just beautiful. We're going to have a Hollis Innovation Academy, named for Michael Hollis, the first African-American airline owner here in Atlanta. And so they got renovated. Gideon's got renovated. Harper Archer is now renovated to be an elementary school. And so and they all are just, like, just gorgeous. And Beecher Hills, which is also a very high-need school, all are there with, you know, gorgeous buildings. And and I say that because, you know, people don't know this, but with that Atlanta's unequal status is real. We have three of the poorest schools in the state of Georgia in the city of Atlanta. I just find that baffles me. I mean, I'm still shocked and surprised that in this city, with all its wealth and all its beauty and all its opportunity, these are still the day-to-day realities, not just for kids today, but have been for generations.
Well said. Sister, I appreciate all that you do for our students and for the parents, because you have to provide leadership in both areas.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Congratulations on all your success, too.
Same to you. Dr. Maria Kristoffen, APS Superintendent. Anytime you want to come back, come
and
back.
And I want you to remind everyone, Monday, August 12th, is the first day of school.
Right.
So come to the bash and then go to sleep and wake up Monday and get on that school bus or get walking.
Excited to go to school.
Yes.
I used to be excited, especially if I had a new pair of shoes. Oh, fresh, man. Jamie, you remember that? You remember when your shoes were so new you didn't put them on until the day of school?
And you're going to be giving out shoes to kids and backpacks. And,
that's right.
And,
all of that.
I mean, so
on
thank
Sunday,
you.
We're getting it in.
Yes.
And a couple of electronic devices, too.
Thank you. Thank
all right,
you.
We'll talk soon. News
Happy
and Talk
new
1380
school year.
WAOK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.